Morning.
Morning.
Morning. I'll read one little thing to get us started. If you detach yourself from the body and rest in consciousness, you will at once be happy, peaceful, and free. So today we are continuing with our five requests, and I think we're on number three. So, and again, if the requester would like to dialogue on the request, just feel free. Okay, anybody, feel free. This is for you. This is all for you. So for now, rest in reality that there is no person here to be speaking and that there is no person here to be listening. Supreme Spirit is all that is. So follow a breath in and be aware of a breath going out. Just let go of mind. Let it go. And again, aware of the breath coming in. And aware of the breath going out, just relaxing into the flow that we call breathing, knowing that it is not you doing the breathing. It is just a happening you are aware of. Following a breath in, as the breath goes out, just letting go of any thoughts or feelings or sensations. Just watching, but not doing. Be as you truly are, empty. Leave I am, leave God, leave consciousness, empty, empty. So we're up to number three. And this request was about not accepting the appearances. So be sure that your microphone is on mute. Hearing a little background. So for number three, I would like to start with, if you are still accepting appearances almost continually, it would be the same as if they were only happening once in a while. What is still going on is the acceptance of the appearance as real. So you are presuming that there is a person there accepting the appearance, but there is no person there to do that. Right? We are not person. We are not body. We are not thoughts. But that is the appearance. So I'd like to try this. Okay. I want you to take a breath. Let go. Rest back with an open heart. Watching but not touching anything. Now, since there is no person here, right? God alone is, consciousness alone is, that is the one and only existence. Okay? Then what is taking place when it seems as if you are attached to an appearance? What is actually taking place? Here's a question. Have you come to the recognition and understanding that the thoughts you are aware of are not your thoughts? They're not your thoughts. There's no person there to have thoughts. Thoughts just rise up in consciousness. And you, the you that is eternally present, are aware of them. So you're stepping back from claiming personhood. You're stepping back from claiming thoughts as belonging to you and stepping into the conscious recognition, I am aware. So, as in scripture, it is so. My thoughts are not your thoughts. And this is from Isaiah. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So, we have a microphone open here. Catherine,
yes,
please mute your microphone.
Okay.
Yeah, go to mute. Okay. Let me see.
Is that off? Is that off?
I don't think I can mute. There we go. Okay. So my ways are not your ways. And my thoughts are not your thoughts. So the thoughts that rise out of what I like to call the basket of beliefs in separation, those thoughts cannot reach reality. They are just ideas and thoughts, and mostly always about I, a me, a mine, a they, or a them. Those are the thoughts mostly. So the thoughts you believe to be yours are not real. And they do not belong to a you. They are just ideas rising in consciousness that mind has presented or thoughts have presented. Consciousness has presented to itself. And by accepting and believing that the thoughts are mine and these thoughts are about something or someone, I am coloring the appearance. I am veiling what is there by accepting the thoughts. Now, it is by your acceptance that the thoughts appear to be real. Again, only by your acceptance do thoughts appear to be real. And personal. The thoughts are only as real as you make them in your imagination. And the more attention that you give to a thought, the more elaborate it becomes. You are not the thoughts. You are the awareness of thoughts rising up in consciousness. Breath, because I want you to follow this. So, here we go. A thought rises to awareness. Okay, we all can raise a hand on that. Yes, a thought comes to my awareness. I am aware of a thought. But there is no person there to be having the thought. And we all agree on that. I'm not the body. I'm not the mind. That may not be yet stabilized for you, but that is the truth that you are stabilizing by your practices, that you're bringing it into a stableness of understanding and recognition. So, we are not the body. We are not the mind. So there's no person present to have the thought. There is no person present to accept the thought about an appearance. There is no person present to judge the thought, and there is no person present to believe the thought. What appears to be ex a person accepting a thought or denying a thought is just more thoughts. The thought of, I believe that, or I don't believe that, or I accept that, or I don't accept that, is just more thoughts. Say a thought comes as a judgment to an appearance. Okay? And usually, is believed to be mine personally. That feeling, that idea comes to mind that this is my judgment. But then another thought rises, okay? I shouldn't judge. I shouldn't be judging. But there is no person there to have either thought. One thought arises, and another thought rises as a counter thought to that first thought of judgment. And that thought is saying, I shouldn't judge. That wasn't a very kind thing to do. But again, there is no person there having thoughts. If you can see this, the thoughts rise. And thoughts kind of deal in two-ness. It's like an inner dialogue, but it's just thoughts of one kind and then another kind, but it looks like an internal dialogue. It looks like a me having a thought dialogue in my mind. But again, I'm not the body, I'm not the mind, I'm not the thoughts, I am the awareness thoughts. So there's no person having any kind of thought. It is all thoughts. They're rising up and then flowing back down. It's like waves on the water. The thoughts rise up to your attention, to your awareness, and then they flow back down. You are the witness of the thoughts. Just you like you are witness to waves on the water. You are witness to thoughts flowing through your awareness. A feeling of believing them rises as well. And it seems to you as if you are having thoughts. And believing what both sides of the thoughts are saying. And that they are yours. You are the witness to the mind thoughts. You are a witness to the thought that is saying, I should. You are a witness to this thought that says, I shouldn't. You are a witness to a thought that rises saying, I am this. I am body. I am tired. I am sick. I am lonely. I am depressed. I am anxious. I am fearful. I am blah, 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 blah. I am. You are a witness to that thought, but you are not that thought. You are not what that thought is expressing. The thought is only an idea. If you can see this clearly in the heart, you are free. Thoughts are just thoughts. It's what you would call mind playing both sides of that internal dialogue, like a ping pong game. But you're not playing anymore. You're watching as a step back into the heart, and from there, watching the thoughts be positive, watching thoughts be negative. You are watching the game of thoughts. Playing one side or the other. And you are watching, and the thought comes again that they are your thoughts. These are my thoughts. But again, back to the same truth. There is no person there to be having thoughts, no person there to claim accepting an appearance, and there is no person there attempting to not accept an appearance. Thoughts playing both sides of the coin. Positive, negative. This is mine, this is not mine. This is yours, this is not yours. No matter if it looks like it is taking place out there or within, there is no out there. Everything is presented to you within the consciousness that you are. If there if you believed you were seeing someone telling a lie or being unkind or beating another, or taking drugs, or holding a kitten gently, hugging another, kissing someone, embracing a tree, or stealing. Now, all of this is indeed an appearance. Okay? So we're all with that. There is an appearance being presented. You are aware of it. Now, this is what usually happens. You are accustomed to giving the appearance to the mind. You believe in the appearance, no matter what it is, there's an acceptance of that through the internal dialogue of thoughts at play. Okay. But once given to the thoughts make the rulings of judgments in accord to them rising and falling. You are aware of the thoughts, but at that moment you think the thoughts are yours, rather than something being presented to awareness. So one of two things will take place, and this will let you know how you are doing. On one hand, the thoughts are going to probably be about some kind of adjectives or judgment in one way or the other, how lovely, how beautiful they are, or how unkind that is. But one way or the other, the thoughts will rise. So you are either going to have a feeling rise about judging appearances, when you're trying not to be attached to appearances, or you will see clearly and remain as the stillness and the emptiness that is yourself. And the appearance being presented is left to be what it is, just an appearance, nothing more than that. It is by your devotion of knowing self and by keeping attention in the heart that too the mind can rest there also and not go outward to play the game of yes and no, should and shouldn't, good or evil. So there needs to be that devotion to seeing clearly and taking a breath or something that will break your attention to the appearance. And bring it back to the one self and bring it back to stillness. So take a breath. Okay. Comments or questions? Was it too much? You're okay? If you want to talk, just open your mic. Yes, love.
Can you speak a little bit more about resting the mind in the heart? If
What we
you
call mind are is thoughts. Okay. But the mind that is that pure mind, those that pure idea of being self, that mind comes out from source. Okay. The thoughts are just an accumulation of thoughts, and we call the accumulation mind. But the mind in and of itself is an expression out from source. Okay. So bringing it back, so to speak,
Oh.
we bring it back to source by being that awareness to the thoughts and not being the thoughts. So that idea of mind being something to get rid of or fix because of the thoughts that are being presented, it isn't that at all. It's seeing the thoughts as they are and allowing that energy to remain in the heart rather than going out to the thoughts and playing with them. So when you take that breath and you come back to stillness, that mind comes with you. It rests in the heart. That there is a an expression or a saying that to return home, like you are returning home, this mind is brought back to home, which is your heart. And you see it from a higher understanding. You don't see it as being a source of duality. You see it now as an instrument and a source of thoughts of perhaps, art, the expression out into art, or the expression out into poetry, or the expression outward into to loving unconditionally and being, in that service. So the mind brought home is no longer that 2-year-old having a tantrum. We see the thoughts as they are, just thoughts. Those thoughts begin to dissolve. Okay, they become, as you watch them, they become less and less. You're not feeding them with the energy of your attention. So they become less and less. And that we call that bringing the mind back to the heart. And in that state of the mind being in the heart, the thoughts are different thoughts. The thoughts become higher. They may become very devotional. And again, they may be, they will become more an expression of God than something you want to get rid of. So does that help? It's a little difficult to explain, but
Mary, yeah. Could I, it's just a word, the heart, but the word could also be stillness or silence.
yes, when I refer to the heart, I mean the self.
Yeah,
I
I think.
mean the light. I mean that which is. I mean the presence. I mean the source. Yeah,
Yeah, I
I'm
think
back
I
for the
think
heart.
yeah, the heart kind of gets me a little.
Okay.
I
Well,
really, 'cause I feel like I just kind of rest from, I don't know, it's like a letting go. It's like I see the thoughts or I watch the thoughts. Whoops, I just rest in the
you
stillness.
are, yes, when you are the witness, when you are the presence of awareness, okay, that is your natural being. That's natural. Okay. So the thoughts remain a bit not so aggressive. They begin to fade.
Yeah, they're not.
And again, it's because you're not feeding them with your attention. That energy of feeding thoughts of duality, okay, that generates that experience in your field of energy. So you change that by watching the thoughts instead of believing they're mine, and I have to do something about them. Okay. You're not perpetuating that idea or the sense or the energy of a belief in separation. That's not taking place anymore. And your whole field of experience will change.
Thanks.
Yeah. Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Did everybody get that? Is that in your heart? That's to be lived. It doesn't take much pondering at all. It is as it is. And once you see that, that's it. You know, that's it. So that's going to lead us into number four, which is my suggestion is more on no doer. Okay. So once you begin to see that the thoughts are just thoughts, and again, just rising like a wave on the ocean and then drifting back down. Okay. And when you look at them from the standpoint of what is real, if it's real, it would have to be immutable, unchanging, ever present. Okay. So a thought does not rise to that criteria. A thought comes and then a thought goes. So it is coming and going. It is changing. So it doesn't meet the criteria of being real. Neither do thoughts, feelings, or sensations. They do not meet the criteria of being real. They will only be as real as you make them. In and of themselves, they do not have a reality or a power. You will make the story to fit the thoughts, the feelings, and the sensations. You will be the writer of that. So this suggestion again is more on no doer. Also, since there is no mind, am I just listening to the flow of thoughts and choosing what to believe? I find in meditation that by keeping present, it helps slow the flow of thoughts. Any comments would be appreciated. Okay. So to challenge that thought that came that says, I am listening, we would have to ask, let's meet the I that is listening. So let's find the I that is listening to a flow of thoughts. And then we have to find the I that is choosing what to believe or not to believe. So those are, again, thoughts. And the thought says, I am believing something or I am not believing something. Thoughts use the term I, me, they, and mine all the time. So, if we're going to challenge it, we have to look for the one that is listening. But in reality, there is no person there to be listening. There is only the presence of awareness that is aware of sounds, and those sounds are called words. Again, there is no person present to be listening. I think we've established that quite well. Okay, that there is no person present. Why? Because God consciousness awareness is the only infinite eternal presence. So something called speaking is happening within consciousness or appearing within consciousness, and something called listening is also appearing in consciousness. It is appearing to the awareness. Okay, so there isn't a you there to be listening to that flow of thoughts. Okay. There is you present as awareness. You being God, being consciousness. Okay. So there is a you that is present. And it is present as awareness, but awareness does not choose. We have some kind of sense that we can choose our thoughts or not choose our thoughts, but they're just thoughts and they're not ours to begin with. They just naturally flow away as we remain more in the light or the heart or the reality of our being. So the thought comes that I am listening. using the term I. And then the thoughts rise that are saying, I am choosing. But again, there is no you as person there to be choosing. And awareness does not choose. So the thoughts rise that say, I am listening, I'm doing this. And then thoughts rise again saying, I am doing that. But there again, there's no person there doing anything. Everything is consciousness. Everything is consciousness, awareness. And you, the presence that is called God, are aware of what rises. So you're aware of the happening of listening. You're aware of the sound of words. You're aware of enjoying a bike ride, or you are aware of the happening of what we call reading a book. You are aware of what we call watching something called a sunset. So you are even aware of listening to tapes or watching a movie. But again, everything is labeled sunset, book, tape, person, table. Everything is labeled. And when mind calls up all of this labeling, it seems to be something real. And then it seems as if I must make some kind of acceptance or non-acceptance, that I have to do something about what is being presented to awareness. I would say, do not believe any thought that rises to your awareness. A thought cannot convey truth. The thought is full of labels. So the thought is filled with duality and separation. And the thought that rises, that I need to choose, I need to do something, is also only a thought about a person that needs to do something. You are aware of it all. But there is no person there to be doing anything. It is all an expression within consciousness. The sunset, what we call the sunset. Okay. It is arising within consciousness. All of it. All of it is consciousness. There's no choice to be made. And what is to take place will take place. But it's like it's taking place on where you are by me being the light that you are. If the light is very dim and that energy is low and that vibration is low, there is an expression of that. That's not right and that's not wrong. That's just the way it happens. So the more we put our attention to the withinness, the more that vibration rises. We leave the appearances alone. We leave them alone from the standpoint of believing them to be about a person. We do not give any appearance to the mind. The mind will just come up with adjectives or claiming. So Gary, yeah?
Yeah, hard to express thoughts sometimes, change them into words. But what about directed thinking, like pondering, you know? So what am I pondering? I'm just pondering an illusion.
If you're no. There is that place for pondering and reflection. And that is okay. There's nothing wrong with that. If you're pondering the reality that I am the light, I am the presence of God, and you take that deep into the silence, then you're no longer pondering. It's like a beginning to step into the silence, which is your natural self. So, but that will dissipate the more you live the light that you are, or the more you live as your true self, your true being, that the pondering is no longer necessary. It's done its job. See what I'm saying?
I think so.
Okay. So don't dissipate the pondering if that is something that is naturally happening. You know, how do I ponder? And that's another thing. To ponder, we have to use the mind. We use thoughts, but the thoughts can't reach the reality that is my own being. So the pondering is just like the opening segment of letting go, pondering, and resting in the silence that is my true self. But they don't, that doesn't go on forever. There's certain things. Like you had to have instructions on how to tie your shoes, but eventually you didn't need those instructions any longer. There was just the tying of the shoe happening.
Right.
And it's kind of like that. You don't really need the pondering, but there's nothing wrong with using pondering to drift deeper into the silence, which is yourself.
And any comments on using the mind? Or is that just
The mind
useless?
is meant to be your instrument,
Right.
but most don't see it that way. Sometimes they see it as a villain. My mind just won't shut up. But the birds will come if you feed them, and the thoughts will come if you give them your attention. But again, you are meant to use the mind. The mind is meant to serve you. And that takes place again with the pondering. You're not allowing mind to go out and begin judgments of appearances. You are using the mind to move into the heart, to move into your true being and into silence. That is what the mind is for, as what we call the mind. There's really, which is an accumulation of thoughts and thinking.
Okay.
But we use that. Can you see the difference? You
I
are
think
using
so.
the mind. You are using the thoughts. You are using the thoughts. The thoughts are not using you. You see,
Okay.
there's that difference. You are using the thoughts to rest and to go into the silence. The thoughts are not using you to keep you looking outward in judgment and separation. That's the difference. The mind is meant to be your servant.
Okay. Thank you very
And
much, Mary.
you're welcome. And by that pondering and by that reflection, you keep the mind more still in the light. Okay, so it becomes a purer and purer servant.
Great.
So yeah, keep pondering.
Will do.
Mary,
Yes, sir.
would you, I really just, what you just said was perfect for me.
Okay.
It's almost like we use our mind to know our true, our presence, our true self, whatever. Just like we used the world out there to reflect our true self. It's almost like I see how the mind is and the outer is the same.
It is.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
Wow.
So when you're pondering and using mind, just remember that it is the self that is using mind. That there's still not a person there pondering to attain something or to fulfill something. There is only awareness aware of pondering. So you have to look at it from that state and not fall into the trap that there is a person here pondering with a hope of gaining or attaining something. There is only self presence. There's only awareness presence, and awareness is aware of something called pondering. So we don't do that in as person in an attempt to gain something or obtain something. You do it from the awareness. Okay, so you're setting in the heart or the light or your being, you're setting in your being and pondering rises to your awareness, right? So you're aware of that for whatever length of something called time. And then that flows away. The body perhaps get up. Gets up and a drink is prepared for it or something of that nature. But to stay in the understanding that there is still no person here to ponder. There is never a person present to do anything. When the body is animated, it's animated by consciousness, not person. And mind can rush in with a thought that says, but I raise my hand. I get the pillow. I get the blanket. I do this. I get my coffee. I get my tea. I get settled in. No, that's just happening. Okay. That's just happening. And you're aware of it happening. But there's no doer there.
Mary,
Yes, love.
if I'm a teacher, right, and I get a group of students to teach, how do I look at those students? Like, there's no students here.
Nope. There's
There's
no
no,
teacher here either.
then, my math and English and alphabet are not important to teach. It's just mind stuff.
It is just mind stuff, but it is a taking place within consciousness. The appearance, okay, let's go back to appearance. The appearance is that there is a Mary here, and Mary is speaking, and that there is you over there that are listening. Now, take off the label of teacher and take off the labels of students. And there's only oneness here. There is only consciousness here. And something called teaching appears to be happening. Look from a higher level. Look over that appearance of separation. Look past that. Take the labels off. No teacher, no students. Only consciousness is present. That's all that can be present. And consciousness is one. There's not a your consciousness and my consciousness. There's only one. And all of this is a happening or a taking place within the presence of consciousness. And within that presence, there is no duality. There is no teachers. There is no students. So we can call this what? We can call it whatever we like. It's still just an appearance and an expression within the presence of consciousness. And you are aware of it. When the idea, okay, there's the ideas back and forth, step back and just look at the dialogue. Okay. And be present in that understanding that it is just thoughts placing labels on objects. Can you see that?
I can see it, but I don't see it in the case of a teacher and young students and the information that.
Okay, I'm not speaking of the information. I'm speaking of seeing clearly. Because what you're saying, there's a teacher there teaching young students. Okay, where is God? Where's the oneness of the only presence that is? So you have God appearing in expression as an adult. It's mind that puts the label on it. Okay, and then you have consciousness, God in expression as small versions. And there is a communication of information. But there's still no teacher and no students. Because that keeps you in that idea of separation, that there's something here and something here. No, there's only consciousness in expression. If you take the labels off, it's quite clear to see it. Yes, the exchange of information is taking place. That's beautiful. But there is still no teacher and no students. So that happening is taking place. I'm just asking you to see it from a higher altitude, an altitude of oneness. That only God is there. And then we put the labels on and it looks like separation when there is none. Is that better?
I think so.
If you want to call it teacher and you want to call it students, that's fine. Those are the labels that have been placed upon that particular scenario. Okay. But see it as labels placed on that appearance. If you can see it that those are just the labels, if you can see that clearly, then you will see the presence that is present. Again, the exchange of information, yes, that's happening, but there's no separation there of being this and being that. That's so look a little deeper. Just sit with that image for a bit and see that there is only a oneness there. It's just like here. There is like this dialogue and exchange of information going on. But that's all taking place in consciousness, by consciousness, with consciousness. There's nothing else here. Even though there's pictures and labels, okay, you take off the labels. What's here? Nothing. Nothing but consciousness. And even consciousness is a label, but we use them. Okay. But you have to learn to see past them. That's what we call clear seeing. So, yes, Peg, I would suggest that just take that scenario or even this scenario and contemplate without the labels. Okay, there's no teacher, only consciousness. There are no students, there's only consciousness. Again, the labels just serve to perpetuate a feeling of separation. It's not that there's not a teaching, so to speak, taking place, this dialogue, this communication, but it's all taking place in the oneness of consciousness. Okay. So again, there is no person here doing anything. Even seeing clearly past the labels is not a person doing anything, because this clear seeing comes from the silence of being, not from the mind, not from the thoughts. Clear seeing comes from within being, from the light, okay? So all is God, all is consciousness. So take the time for your devotion in recognizing who and what you are. You're not the labels. You're not a separate person. You're not the thoughts. You're not the feelings. You're not the sensations. You are the pure presence of awareness. It's like the mirage in the desert. But once you look clearly, you see right away that it's an illusion, that there is no water there. Just as there is no person there, no matter the appearance, it has to be consciousness. So that is the same with any appearance. Even if it looks like there is a doer of actions, take a step a little higher and look clearly. Because appearances do not report truth or reality. So take that breath instead of rushing to believe in appearance. Take the breath. Maybe take a step back and give silence a chance of expression. Stop identifying God as a body or a thought. Okay? You are the presence of what we call God. Neither body nor thought. All right, any questions? Run a little long today, so this will definitely be at the website. So if there's no questions, no comments. All right. Then we'll call this one complete. And we still have one more. So if you do have questions, let me know. You can always email. All right. So let us pray. Most beloved self, apart from my being, there is nothing. I am the allness of all that is. I have no attachments to thoughts, words, or deeds. I make no claim to body or mind. I remain as I am, blissful, peaceful, and free.